Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together. A Prayer to Never Give Up by Meg Booker, read by Leah Martin. That is why we never give up, though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. For our present troubles are small and won't last very long, yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now, rather we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever. 2 Corinthians 4:16 through 18. The day I'm writing this piece marks 1 year since my daughter was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, a lifelong autoimmune disease. In an instant, our lives changed. All the freedoms which existed before her condition vanished, before we could properly say goodbye. It's unfair that her pancreas quit on her. There was nothing she could do. It's a condition one's born with and lies dormant until triggered. What Paul said to the Corinthian church, "Never give up," has pulled our family through this last year. In life, we're promised to go through hard things, but nothing prepares us for the hard things the Lord knows are rolling down the pipeline. He, however, goes before us. When our lives are flipped upside down, he's not surprised, shaken, or unaware. He's prepared. And he picks us up and carries us through those seasons. Many days have felt exactly like all the memes I jokingly send to my friends, laughing and crying at the same time. We tell ourselves this truth: God himself has prepared us for this, and as a guarantee, he's given us his Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 5:5. God went to great lengths to make sure we were never alone. Not only did he surround us with other human beings to do life with, he also gave us his Holy Spirit through Christ to empower us to live life on a completely accelerated level, beyond what we're humanly capable of. We're not alone in this life. Not my daughter with her disease, our family picking up pieces and building new patterns of life, not any of us. We all face hard things in life. Even if they don't have a title or a diagnosis, life is hard. But as my late father-in-law was so faithful to remind us, life is good. So it's both. It's hard and it's good. And when the hard times threaten to eclipse the good, running right alongside them, cling to truth like these verses from Paul today. Paul told them to fix their eyes on things they could not yet see, because those are the things that will last forever. Jesus said in his most famous sermon, "Blessed are those who have not yet seen, but believe." Like the Queen song bellows, "Don't stop believing." Yes, I went there. Whatever it takes. Remember, our bodies are dying, but our spirits are being renewed every day. Trouble is temporary. The glory of eternity with Jesus is forever. Let's pray. Father, today I pray for everyone who feels lost and alone, to the person who feels broken beyond repair, for your son or daughter enduring an unfair diagnosis, to the ones facing hardship, homelessness, and war, for the hungry bellies around the world, God, for those who don't know who you are. Father, I plead their case in prayer today, that you would meet them with the truth of these verses you've so eloquently inspired Paul to write. Let these truths sink down into the very core of who we are, your children, your precious creation. Glory to you and you alone, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.